praise the name of the Lord. One more time, I want to honor the angel over this commission and this house. Please help me honor Reverend George. God bless you, sir. Sincerely grateful for this opportunity again. And then we met earlier on, and let me honor him. Thank you so much, Reverend Chris. God bless you. The Lord honor you greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. I honor every man, every woman of God here represented. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray sincerely that everything God has in store for your life and for my life tonight, that in the name of He who died and rose from the grave, at the television, that includes the overflow. I saw so many people outside. It doesn't matter where you are. Let there be hunger. Once there is faith, I assure you that the God of heaven will touch you right where you are. Father, give me an encounter tonight. Please open your mouth and pray. Pray desperately and with passion. Change my life, change my story. Shabalata paka prande ke peretos yete balados. Give me an encounter by your spirit. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Give me an encounter. Shabalabalaka tapranda ke peretos. Shaleke peredos sabranda gabaratos. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We're going to shout seven hallelujah. Listen, 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 listen. Seven hallelujah. And at the seventh time, please, I want you to bring all those who are under the anointing. There is a spirit of captivity and bondage that has sat upon the destinies of so many people. You may not even know that that is what is responsible for patterns and cycles. Patterns and cycles. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. There are many spirits, but He is that spirit. And it says, where the spirit of the Lord is, you will know that He is the one who is there. Because there must be liberty. Now listen, liberty does not just mean to be free from spirits. It also means to be free from conditions. You can be free from spirit influences and yet be under the influence of conditions. The Bible says, even after the spirit left the woman, she was still bent. The spirit left, but the condition was still there. And Jesus placed His hand and corrected the condition. Are we together? The word hallelujah means halal Yeshua. It's a kind of praise. It's an invocation. You are calling His name. The word Yeshua comes from the root word Yehoshua, where you get Joshua and where you get Jesus. Are we together now? He answers by the name Yah. That when you call upon that name, it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So by that formula shall I be saved from my enemies. Someone by that shout, there are, you know, the Bible says something about Jericho. It said Jericho was shut. Nothing came in. Nothing went out. What kind of a place is that? Because the Bible says it is only in your going out and coming in you are blessed. That means if you are not moving, you will not experience the blessing. And Jericho shut people so they don't come out and they don't come in. Are you ready? Seven. When I count the number, I'd like you to shout it. Halal Yeshua. Hallelujah. This is what you are saying. Father, honor your word. Let fire fall upon this place. Let yokes be destroyed. Let burdens be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let age-long captivities over women, over men, over professionals, over those who name the name of Christ from this campground here and across the entire Port Harcourt, including those who are following by way of television, internet, and even the radio, in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready now? Number one. Number two. Three. Shabalaga barata kaparutos. Four. Five. Six. Bring them out. There is something called the shout of a king. He says it is in the midst of them. In the name of Jesus, at this seven shout, every altar, every mountain, every invocation of darkness over your life and destiny, I come by the rod of the apostolic and the prophetic tonight. I declare that by this shout, let it come to an end. Shout hallelujah. Be delivered, be set free, be delivered, be set free. I declare you are loose. I declare you are loose. I declare you are loose. E malaka paratos shaleka barakata baratos krateka lekata. Bring them out in the name of Jesus. I declare you are loose. Whether you are an usher or not, if someone is under the anointing close to you, please help to bring them out so that we save time. Shabalakata balakata. Let that fire fall. Let it fall upon every orchestration of witchcraft. Let it fall upon every orchestration. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing chains on people's feet. Chains. So that even though you are moving physically, in the realm of the spirit, you are staying in one place. I want to pray. Fire from heaven comes upon every chain that has tied your feet. Are you ready now? You will shout the name Jesus at the count of three. One, two, three. Shout Jesus. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Shabakato katabalakata. Ebrateka parekatabos. Be loose from every chain tying your destiny. Every chain tying your children. Every chain tying your job. Every chain tying your destiny. Alemaka pranda kabaraka parutosh. Lebrata kabaraka tabarakatosh. Shada dadabaka tobrante kabarakatosh. Hallelujah. Now listen, I want to pray and I want you to hold the people who begin to run. Whether you are an usher or not, just bring them out. There is a spirit called the spirit of delay. And when you are delayed, the only thing that grows in your life is your age. Any other thing remains stagnant. I want to pray right now. There are men and women who have suffered delay, but by the power that raised Christ from the dead, from the front to the back, the left to the right, all of the expressions, at the count of three, everyone who has been under the influence of the spirit of delay, as you shout the name Jesus, let fire fall from heaven. Are you ready right now? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Delay, go. Delay, go. Delay, go. Shabakata bakata. Help them, help them, help them, please. Delay. Let that chain be broken. Broken, broken. Bring them out. The spirit of delay. Shamana kataba lakata. Delay in ministry. Delay in destiny. Shadika barantos yata. You come under arrest by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You come under arrest by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Lose him and let him go. Lose her and let her go. Lose him and let him 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 go. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. Your life is changing tonight upon this mountain. Fire from heaven, fire from heaven over everything that is not of God. Hallelujah. Now look at me, please. I want to pray for people here. You never have longevity of impact. You start things, but you never last. Eventually, you will lose what you have, whether it's influence, whether it's money. I want to pray for you. This is not for everybody, but there are people here, even people in ministry. There is no longevity of impact. Listen, that was the cause of the Nazarenes. When Nathanael said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Samson rose, he did not last. He said, "Don't mind Jesus, he will not last." There's something that is upon that land that they don't have longevity of impact, he was saying. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who was great before, who was anointed before, who was favored before, who was preferred before, and now your name is Ichabod. I come by fire and by power tonight. Every altar that cut short your progress, at the count of three, let fire rest upon it now. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released. Hallelujah. Everyone say after me, Father. Come on, shout like believers. Say, Father. Tonight, I decree and declare supernatural advancement. Open your mouth and pray. Advancement by the Spirit. Advancement by the Spirit. No delay, no retrogression. In 1 month, that will look like 10 years. Advancement. Someone is praying. A man of God is praying. A businessman is praying. A career person is praying. I go forward. I make progress. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a believer's amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Exodus 14:15. We'll pray. You'll be seated shortly, but we need to pray. God is in a hurry to change your story. Exodus 14:15. Can you help us, media? And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak, Speak to the inhabitants of River State. Speak to the members of Gateway Church. Speak to the believers here present and connected around, that they go forward. That they go forward. That they go forward. Let me speak over someone. I have been commanded to bless whatever has stagnated you, kept your ministry, your business in one place. I stand tonight as a prophetic midwife. I decree and declare, go forward. 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 I prophesy, go forward. For you and your children, go forward. For you and your business, go forward. Hallelujah. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. Please project it for us. I want all of us to read it together if you can see it. As loud and as clear as you can. Are you ready? One, two, read. And the elders of the Jewish builded. And the reason why they prophesied was they prospered was through the prophesying. Not just the intelligence of their architecture. The prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. The Bible says, and they builded and they finished. They finished. When God is allowed to be Alpha, then he must be Omega. Don't be tired of hearing what you are hearing. Prophecy programs realities upon your destiny. The Spirit of God is taking me to Genesis chapter 21 and verse 1. This is a prophetic word for someone. I want to speak it to someone. Genesis 21 and verse 1. Shout it as loud as you can. One to go. One more time. Now you put your name there. Are you ready? One to go. Shout it, say, Father. One more time, Father. My visitation I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive my visitation by the Spirit of grace. And the Lord visited Sarah as he has said, did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Visit me as you have said, do unto me as you have spoken. Hallelujah. We'll be seated shortly, but I want to pray for you. There is a lady called Ruth. You don't have to come out for time. But wherever you are, a lady called Ruth, your name is Ruth. The power of God is coming upon you now. And the Lord is telling me that he's turning your mourning to dancing. A lady called Ruth, your name is Ruth. I still have a little teaching for us to do, and I don't want to take that time. A lady called Ruth, wherever you are, in the name of the Lord Jesus, receive this as your prophetic word. The power of God is coming upon you, and in the name of Jesus, mourning is giving you mourning. I mean, the beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He's turning your mourning to dancing. Your mourning to dancing. How many of you brought your prayer request tonight? Let me see your hands. How many of you are yet to write? I will pray for these ones in front so that they go and sit down. And then I'll give everybody a minute or two while you are praying in tongues. It doesn't stop you from writing. Once you put down your prayer request, let me please make the request that you pass it to the last person by your left or right to make it easy for the ushers. There are so many people. And all of those who are across the expressions, if there is no provision to drop your prayer request, you can connect by faith. Don't worry. God sees your heart of faith. Are we together now? Father, I pray for all those you have brought out by the Spirit, that in the name of Jesus, everything you have been delivered from never returns to you again. And every grace that has rested on your life begins to speak now. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's appreciate them as they go back. Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take a minute very quickly to write your request. Write it carefully. Write it intentionally. Please be seated. Write it carefully. Write it intentionally with the spirit of faith. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Don't assume. Let your request be made known. Let your request be made known in the name of Jesus Christ. For someone, by the time it's Sunday, you will stand here and it's your tears that will be doing the testimony. Because you will not know where to start from and where to end. It's going to be a plethora, pages after page, of God's faithfulness in your life. You believe and you receive that, shout amen. In the name of Jesus. I have a very brief charge tonight and then we'll pray. I hope you're not tired of praying. It's a good bargain to invest your time in prayer. The Bible says, he that sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the spirit will of the spirit reap life everlasting. The time that you are investing in his presence now is like a farmer who is sowing. You are sowing to the spirit. And there is a guarantee that when you sow to the spirit of the spirit, you will reap life eternal. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Yesterday, I charged our hearts on a few things, and I just want to do a 2 or 3 minute recap very quickly. And then we'll just connect with what we're discussing tonight. I started by telling us that it is in our corporate destiny in Christ to experience a life of victory, dominion, and fruitfulness. Who still remembers? Hallelujah. That everyone who is born of God, everyone who is in Christ by reason of redemption, is ordained for a life of dominion, ordained for a life of victory, ordained for a life of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. And that it is in God's interest for you to walk in dominion. The reason is because Number one, I taught you yesterday that in your fruitfulness, God is glorified upon the earth. The way he gets glory, according to John 17 and verse 1, is that he glorifies the Son, that the Son would bring him glory. Hallelujah. So God is glorified in my life. He is glorified in your life. When we produce results, when we manifest dominion in reality, the Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of, not the son of man that thou visitest him, that you have made him a little lower than the angels, you have crowned him with glory and honor, you have set him above the works of your hands, and that in doing so you left nothing that should be under his feet. All things was put under his feet. Hallelujah. But when Apostle Paul was teaching the Hebrew church, he said, we do not yet see all things under his feet. That even though this is your divine ordination, for many, they are yet to enter the experience of dominion, victory, liberty, and fruitfulness in experience. Then I did tell us that redemption affords us access to the riches of this God life, the riches of this God life, but that access does not equal possession. You can have access, but there are dynamics that you must engage to bring you into the experience of that which is finished in Christ. For instance, from the foundations of the earth, the Lamb was slain, yet there are still people dying and going to hell today, in spite of the fact that by the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus, all things seen, all things defeat should have ended. By the way, remember what I told you that we have received as a result of the death of Jesus, that when Jesus died, he brought us liberty over seven things. Let me do a quick recap. Number one, sin. Number two, Satan. Number three, death. Number four, hell. Number five, the grave. Number six, the world. Number seven, the flesh. Hallelujah. So he granted us access to victory across all of these limitations, but that the dynamics of accessing and appropriating them differ. When it has to do with the sin problem, there is no amount of prayer and fasting that solves the sin problem. You have to receive the life of Christ, and that by confessing the Lordship of Jesus. But when it has to do with the flesh, you cannot bind and cast. You die daily through renewal, transformation, and the discipline of conformity. Are we together now? So the dynamics, when it has to do with victory over the grave, is beyond just casting. You have to confess by choosing life. You choose life by making declarations and making pro-life decisions. That is how you appropriate the victory over the grave. You can be free from sin, but if you do not engage that which makes for victory over the grave, you will be a victim of the grave. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. And so we took our time to discuss that there are promises, there are mysteries, the Bible calls them, that we must know and engage to appropriate victory and dominion in our lives here and now. There is a body of spiritual knowledge, a body of spiritual information that empowers the saints to manifest dominion in experience. So when you find out what God has said about you, when you find out the exceeding great and precious promises that he's made available for you in Christ, your next assignment is to know how to engage them appropriately, because the Bible calls them keys. No key is powerful on its own. You see the power of that key when you engage it in a door. Are we together? If you hold a key, it will do you no good until it comes in the presence of a door and it connects to the keyhole, and then you turn it, then it opens the door for you. So truth remains barren and impotent until it is engaged. When the Bible says ye shall know the truth, the word know there does not just mean be aware of the truth. It's a very complex word that captures within it comprehension of the truth alongside the fortitude to engage that truth to deliver. Wealth and abundance in the kingdom is governed by a body of light. The Bible calls it marvelous light. Walking in divine health, in experience, is governed by a body of truth. Influence is governed by a body of truth. Are we together now? Speed, like you'll be learning, is governed by a body of truth. Accessing the gift and the help of men is governed by a body of truth. Your assignment after you get born again, the Holy Spirit exposes you to the ministry of the Spirit, which is his own ministry, the ministry of the Word, and the ministry of a teaching priest. These tripartite forces begin to guide you onto maturity. When you get saved and you do not encounter the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of the Word, and the ministry of a man of God as a teaching priest who methodically mentors you, you will be stunted and you will remain defeated, even though saved. The Bible says, an heir, for as long as that heir is a child, he differeth not from a slave, even though he be Lord of all. But he's kept under tutors until the time appointed. Are we together? He says, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Even though they are the people of God, there still remaineth a rest for them. Then he says, let us labor. And the Bible shows us how to labor. That we labor in word, we labor in doctrine, we labor in prayer, we labor in faith to enter our rest. Hallelujah. Let me challenge you in your faith walk. Just a digression. Do not desire power at the expense of wisdom. What gives value to power, I taught you yesterday, is wisdom. What gives definition and credence to power? When power comes in honor to wisdom, it becomes a glorious sight to behold. It is a twin combo that benefits the saints. But when you press for power without wisdom, you will abort that investment of power. Wisdom is what preserves power. Are we together now? It's important for you to know this. Many people have pressed through prayer, through fasting, wonderfully so, for the power of God. But they lack the requisite wisdom that gives credence and value to the power of God. The Bible says through wisdom a house is built. Any house, any destiny is built, and it is at the mercy of wisdom. Speaking about wisdom, he said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. With me are riches, wealth, and honor, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Those who pursue wisdom and pursue it genuinely, they find it. Because there is a law in the spirit that everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. Matthew 7, 7 and 8. And to him that knocketh, the Bible says the door shall be opened. Breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe upon my life. Breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe, Lord, breathe, breathe upon my life. I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up. Exalted, I receive, I manifest your power and your wisdom till the nations see Jesus lifted up, glorified, receive, manifest his power His wisdom. I'm praying for you. Receive, manifest His power, His wisdom. Receive, manifest His power, His wisdom, till the nations see Jesus lifted up, He's exalted. Receive, manifest His power, His wisdom, till the nations see Jesus lifted up, glorify. Breathe, Lord. Breathe upon my life. Will you breathe, Lord, upon your ministry, upon your business, upon your family? One more time. Sing, breathe, Lord. That's what is happening to you. That whilst you are seated here, you are being immersed. It's a baptism. You are receiving something that is influencing your spiritual understanding. Recall yesterday, I told you that Satan is a thief. Still remember our discussion? I told you what Satan steals. Satan is not interested in money. There's nothing he needs to do with it. Satan is not interested in your health. Satan is not interested in your children, your spouse, your promotion. No. It looks like he's interested, but he's not. What Satan is interested in is your spiritual understanding. That is the real thing he steals. When Satan comes to a life, he doesn't touch your finances. He only touches your finances if he's finally gotten a hold of your understanding. Understanding is a priceless commodity in the spirit. Just help those under the anointing. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart more than you guard your account, because there is a thief somewhere, and that's what he's looking for. Guard it. Be alert. The Bible says, be sober. Then it says, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, he moves to and fro looking for whom he may devour. He's looking for your heart, your spiritual understanding. Tonight, let me talk about one of the mysteries of the kingdom, and then we'll pray. Is God helping us so far? Tonight, by the Spirit of God, I want to teach you how to redeem time. We want to challenge the spirit of delay and stagnation. He must die permanently on this ground this night, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please lend me your attention and listen very carefully. The unit of destiny is time. Please write that down. The unit of destiny is time. It then means that the way you measure destiny is as a function of time. Whatever you give your time to, you are giving a portion of your life, a portion of your destiny to. That is why the span of a man's entire sojourn is called your lifetime. From birth until you finally transit is called your lifetime. A measure of the time you are born until the time that you transit is called your lifetime. Everything that attacks your time has attacked a portion and a part of your destiny. Are we together now? That whatever you give your time to, you have given a part of your life and your destiny to. The Bible challenges us to be aware of this mystery called time, because time is a mysterious phenomenon in as much as we know it so far. From a human standpoint, time only goes forward. As much as we know, it doesn't go backward. You'll never go into 2023 again. It's gone. In fact, you will never go into yesterday again. As beautiful and as glorious as yesterday was in this place and on this ground. How many of you know that yesterday was part of the tomorrow with respect to last week? When you were mentioning tomorrow last week, yesterday was part of it. And yet mysteriously it's gone. How many of you still remember rejoicing over the new year? Celebrating 2024. It was so pleasant to write 2024. Now you're tired of writing it. We're already in October. Are we together now? And some of you are looking forward to tomorrow, next week. And like the blink of an eye, you watch yourself celebrating Christmas again. Then another new year. If you are going to be alive, shout amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Now, there's nothing from a human standpoint you can do to stop the chronological passage of time. The word chronos means time as it is measured by a timepiece, that it keeps going forward only and never backward. Are we together now? Very, very important. When you woke up this morning, this night was still a future with respect to your morning. And right now, this night is your present. And how many of you know that the concept of present is really a mirage, because present is not more than 1 second and it becomes a past immediately. What you call present 2 minutes ago is no longer present now. Isn't it amazing that time, just like the Godhead, is also tripartite? There is past, there is present, and there is future. Are we together now? The past is a capture of events that have gone. Doesn't matter whether it was judiciously used or not. Time is a record of history. Past, it's gone. Your present now is the moment, and then your future is what becomes as a result of the passage of time, or as a result of the investment that you make in anticipation for that future. This is very important. Now, please look up. For various reasons, many people have not made a worthy investment of time. In fact, let me say this. There are 3 ways you can engage time. Number one, you can waste time, like many are doing, unfortunately. Number two, you can spend time like a currency. Number three, you can invest time like you do investments. You can waste time, you can spend time, you can invest time. When you waste time, it becomes unfortunate for you and your destiny. When you spend time, it is good, but then you will not be able to have any returns because you're spending. The same way you spend money, you don't spend money anticipating returns on it. And then you can invest time. Hallelujah. Now, time gives us an opportunity to make destiny progress. Time gives us an opportunity to make destiny progress. Time gives us an opportunity to serve the purposes of God with our lives and our resources and our energy. The unfortunate thing for many people is that they allow time to pass without any justifiable investment that was made within that time. Are we together now? Now, please look at me. Did you know that in Africa, the average person who is born within the African continent, and particularly our nation, chances are excellent that time will be against you by far, by reason of your background. Most likely, the individual will go to school late. Most likely, the individual will be established late, especially with the cancer, spiritual cancer, that has bedeviled many within the African soil. We don't seem to see the excitement in achieving things early. There is a spirit that prides over lateness within Africa. Are we together now? So for whatever reason, reasons of carelessness, reasons of ignorance, reasons of demonic oppression, many have had time go against them. We say that time is against you when you have not made justifiable investments with respect to the time available. Here's how the psalmist said. He said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Paul puts it this way, and we'll be going there shortly in Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15. He's mentoring the church in Ephesus, and he's teaching them something about how to have dominion over time. He says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. The word circumspect means with wisdom, accurately, with precision, as wise and not as unwise. Then he says in verse 16, redeeming the time. The reason is because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. The highest level of dominion that a man can exert is not dominion over demons. It's not dominion over spirits. It's dominion over time. Because it is the one thing that if it leaves, except God shows you mercy, it is gone. You can lose money. Many have lost money. But when they had time, they got it back. Other people made careless decisions like the prodigal son. But they had time, and so they could get it back. Look up, please. Did you know that everything in your life, as far as your earth work is concerned, only finds value if there is time? In Isaiah chapter 38, the Bible speaks about a man there called Hezekiah. The Bible tells us that he was sick unto death. And prophet Isaiah came to him and said, thus said the Lord, this sickness you will not recover from it. Put your house in order, for you will die. In other words, time is against you and is finally ended. Even though he was a king, even though he was a great man, because time was against him, every other thing in his life did not have value again. The Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he cried unto God, beseeching the Lord to give him more time. God did not give him more money. In fact, surprisingly, the Bible does not even say God healed him. At least not recorded as part of the initial things that he got. But 15 more years was added to him, and everything came back in place. The prodigal son, his saving grace was that he had time. The rich fool had money, had most likely influence, but the one thing that was taken away from his life that crumbled everything was time. He says, today, this day, that which you have, time, is taken away from you. That means for someone seated here, you need the mercy of God first. Because with respect to the orchestrations of your destiny, the truth is that time is against you. Now please look up. There are four ways we interpret time with respect to a man's lifetime. Let me say this very quickly, because I need you to understand my discussion tonight. There are four ways we interpret time with respect to our sojourn on earth. Number one, there is what we call the mourning stage of your life. I want you to listen carefully. The mourning stage of your life. In my honest description, I describe it as the first 25 years of your life. The mourning stage of your life. The next is the afternoon stage of your life. Accounts for the next 25 years of your life, from 26 to 50. The third is the evening stage of your life, from 51 down to 75. The final stage of your life is the night stage. Now, these four stages is at work in every man's life right now, whether you are aware of it or not. The morning stage, the first 25 years of your life. And according to God's design, there are things that should happen within that time. And if they do not happen within that frame, time is already against you. Are we together now? That by 25, according to God's design, an individual should have been saved, should have met Jesus. Are we together now? Should have submitted to a teaching priest, understood the ways of God. By 25, there are certain things that should be at work in your life. Most likely supporting a family, most likely rising, your children growing, your job. You should have been done with school, most likely. But do you see that for whatever reason, your fault or otherwise, there are many by 25, you don't even know Jesus. And yet the time keeps passing. For someone now, you got to know Jesus at the corridors of the second phase. Your afternoon phase is already over. I'm saying this to you so that you will pray the kinds of prayers we are praying tonight, redeeming the time. Can you imagine a man building a house at 75 years? It's not a testimony. It's not. Are we together now? Or a man completing primary school at 67. No knowledge is a waste. But I can tell you that man will be sleeping in class. And he's right. Because at that age he should be sleeping. Is someone learning now? By demonic orchestrations, men in partnership with spirits or ignorance, some of you have not made a justification of your days. And right now, the truth of the matter is that time is against you. Are we together now? Say, for instance, with all due respect, a woman who say got married 15 years ago, how many of you know that if that woman gave birth 9 months after her wedding, her first child should have been at least 14 years now? I'm sure she should be done. Are we together now? But let's assume that that woman, for whatever reason, medical, demonic, now 15, 16 years, and there's no child. How many of you know that with respect, something about the equation of her destiny has been altered? This is why you are gathered tonight. That it is true that time for many of us is not as ideal as it should be. There are only few people on earth who have had the equation of their lifetime as accurate as God intended. Those who had the leverage of mentorship. Those who were able to drink from the pain of those who went before them. My prayer for you is that what you suffered, may your children not suffer it. No. Somebody is not receiving it from the depth of his heart. I'm saying it again. That where you cried, your child should not cry. Where you went through pain, your children should not go through pain. Someone shout, say, it ends with me. One more time, say, it ends with me. Yes, sir. Poverty ends with me. Reproach ends with me. Shame ends with me. Delay ends with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, I want you to really pay attention to what I'm teaching. Shout it again. Say, it ends with me. Listen now. Now, you imagine, say, a gentleman in this place. Your ordination by grace is that you become a mighty prophet of God in Port Harcourt. And based on God's timeline for you, you are now 40 or 45 and you just got born again last year. Do you know it takes time to know God? It takes time to build capacity in the spirit. It takes time to learn the things that make you a man of power. With respect to destiny, time is already against you. Say it again, it ends with me. How about someone who, because you came from a poor family, when your colleagues were going to school, it's not laziness, you could not go. Now that you should be having a PhD, you are still trusting God for jump. I'm not insulting you. I'm just telling you the reality of life, that time is not as ideal as it should be. Shout it again, it ends with me. Now listen, let me tell you the truth. There are many, many children in Africa. By the time you become a man, you have to pay the price for the mistakes of those who went ahead of you before you even start your own life. There are battles you have no business fighting, but because people who went ahead of you were careless, ignorant, and were not serious with God. With all due respect, some of them may have gone to be with the Lord, and as the first son, you step into something you are not even aware of, and you have to borrow 20 years out of your life to solve another man's problem before you now get back to even know what is going on around your life. Someone shout, say, it ends with me. It was not your fault that those who went ahead of you worship masquerades and worship ancestors, and they covenanted your destiny. when they were saying it, they included you without your permission. Then suddenly you arrived, and that cause began to work, and that covenant began to work. Now you are 50, and yet in the spirit is like you are 5 years old. Someone shout, it ends with me. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Sit down. Sit down. Anamala sobeleko sabrianda kabala. There are many grandparents who are still crying. Their children are joining them now to cry. The grandchildren have joined the queue. Soon the great-grandchildren will come. Four generations sitting together, crying because of poverty, crying because of patterns. In the name of Jesus, I cry unto the God of my covenant that anyone here, that those who went ahead of you were not a worthy testimony, because my God brought you here, I decree and declare it ends with you now. In the name of Jesus, please sit down. Let your spirit be open and angry tonight. Some things have to change in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we together now? Some things have to change. Dear man of God, based on the calendar of your life, you should be traveling across nations now, carrying the power of God, but you are still yet to even understand the rudiments of the kingdom. Dear worshiper, based on the blueprint of your life, by now you should be singing his sounds to the nations. Oh, that embargo breaks. It breaks. That embargo breaks. That embargo breaks. Over, it doesn't matter what local government you came from. It doesn't matter what region of rivers, what region of Port Harcourt you are hearing me from. But at the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, I call tonight your night of deliverance. Now please sit down. Please sit down. There are many people today, in old age, they go to their graves in pain and anger because they cannot justify the use of 80 years. They cannot justify the use of 90 years. There are others right now, after 30 years, the only thing that has changed in your life is your physical stature. Nothing else. Not more wisdom, not more fire, not more passion, not strategic relationships, not vision, not determination, not your finances. Let them go. I'm seeing a vision in the spirit. Let them go. Release them now in the name of Jesus. Listen, the Bible tells us that there is a strange operation of spirits called canker worms, and that they can eat years. Is that in your Bible? you can't see them, but you can see their effect. That you just know, what did I do from January till now? I am in October. No friends, no house, no education, no advancement. Yet you sleep every night and you wake up in the morning. I will restore to you, he says, the years that the canker worm. Listen, for someone, you need to listen to me. Now, when you buy a product, intelligent people, listen to me. When you buy a product, there is something under called best before. Have you seen that? Whether a toothpaste, best before. That means if you attempt to consume this product after a predefined time, the producers are not liable for whatever casualty you have. That is their contract with you as you are buying it. If you want to take this pack of whatever it is, best before. And there are certain products, because they are made fresh, they cannot last more than 3 days. They say consume immediately after opening. If I give you a gift of a brand new expired toothpaste that expired in 1999, and I package it, I give it to you, even though it was never opened, are we together now? It no longer becomes a gift. What changed? Not the packaging. What changed? Time. But not just time. Time did something to the content, and what should bless you has now become a curse. Can I tell you, hear me? Every time is not convenient for everything. No, you will be lying. The Bible says, I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is. He said, for the night cometh. The night, like faith, it comes. And he says, when night comes, no man can walk again. Man of God, are you hearing? The night cometh. The night cometh. If you want to dry your clothes and have it to dry fast, what time? Nobody dries his clothes in the night on a rainy day in Port Harcourt and expects the clothes to dry in 5 minutes. Do you know that there is an advantage the day has that the night does not have? Am I right on that? When you are driving, you don't use your headlight in the day, your headlamp. It's not necessary. But when it gets to the night, the color of your car does not matter, because what brings beauty out of it is vanished. It doesn't matter whether you are driving a red car. It doesn't matter whether you are driving a Rolls Royce. Once it is night, what really matters is the headlamp. If it is not there, you can die with it. Beauty is only seen in the day. It is seldom seen in the night. Who is learning tonight? Are we together? Now, it is true that time can be stolen. It is true that time can be wasted. It is true that time can be invested. There's no time for me to show you these instances in the Bible, but let me pick one of them. There was a young boy in the Bible called the prodigal son. Have you read the story? I hope you know that what he wasted was not money. No. What he wasted was, he left his father's house, and the Bible says he spent his money on riotous living. And in the course of time, everything finished. He was now feeding with the swine. He had degenerated in honor and glory, until he became one who was less than the servants where he was coming from. Time. Hallelujah. Now, time does not change anything in itself. Time only reveals. Time reveals investments. Time reveals carelessness. Time reveals ignorance. Time reveals knowledge. Time reveals, but it does not on its own change things. You've heard me say it many times, for those of you who may have listened, that this idea of one day go better is absolute nonsense. There's no such, it's just a comforting statement. One day will not be better. No. You said it in 1999. Till now, nothing has changed. It is what you do with time that determines whether you will smile tomorrow. Are we together now? Time. Now, I want to teach you two scriptural ways to remedy the issue of time. Two scriptural ways. And then we'll discuss one of them. Is God helping someone tonight? There are two ways that God helps a man who has wasted time. There are two ways God helps a man who has aborted time. There are two ways God helps a man whose destiny is about to be shipwrecked because time seems to be against you. Are you ready? Number one, the first mystery that helps you to exert dominion over time is called restoration. Restoration. Number two, the second mystery is called speed. These are the two ways that God helps a man. Yahweh Rapha Elohim Shaddai Jireh Adonai, manifest yourself. Yahweh Rapha Elohim Shaddai Jireh Adonai, manifest. Now, when your case is an emergency in the spirit, God helps you by giving you both restoration and speed. I'm saying this because this is someone's prophetic word tonight. Because of the emergency, you've wasted time. You need more than restoration. You need more than speed. You need both of them by mercy tonight. Now listen, let me tell you what restoration is. Restoration does not mean to go back in time. No. God carries the events that were scheduled to have happened in your yesterday and brings it for you into your today. It's called restoration. Are we together now? Speed is your rate of accomplishment per unit time. Now, for those of you who watch movies and you use a video, whether it's your remote control or your phone, there is a device there that helps you to regulate those motion pictures. There's something called rewind. Am I right on that? There's something called play. There's something called fast forward. In fact, there's something called stop. Am I right on that? There are times that the movie is playing and you may run to use the restroom and you just miss a very important part of the movie, and because of it you'll be confused whatever else you are watching. You have an advantage. You can press something called rewind and go back again as if you never miss the time and watch what you would have watched. Unfortunately, that only works like that for a movie. In life, you can't go back, but there is one who controls time. God himself. Allahu Akbar is turning things around. Allahu Akbar is turning things around. Yeah. Can you sing it one more time? With faith in your heart.
Is turning things around.
Hallelujah. So for someone, from 2020 to 2023, it was a very kairos moment in your life where certain things should happen prophetically, but that was the month you backslid. You were unserious. Satan seemed to have gotten and hijacked your attention, and right now certain things happen within that season. You are not even aware of its effect. There is God the restorer. God can restore things, but God can restore years. Are we together? And the way God restores years is that he takes what should have happened yesterday to have been an advantage to your today, and he fast forwards it and features, he replicates that scenery back into your today. For instance, if you were to have met a destiny helper in 2020, and by prophecy that helper would have helped you, helped your children, and by carelessness, lack of discernment or demonic orchestration, that destiny helper is out of your life. He didn't even come in. Let me tell you what God does. Provided that man is still alive, God will still reschedule that meeting again. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. So restoration has to do with God taking the realities and the events that would have been captured in your yesterday, and then he presents them before your today, giving you a chance to maximize destiny. But let's talk about speed. This is where I want to dwell. Speed. What is speed? Accelerated accomplishment within a short period of time. Accelerated accomplishments within a short period of time. I'm defining speed with respect to destiny actualization. I'm not giving you definitions of physics and chemistry. We're dealing with destiny here. You go and do what you have to do in the classroom when you resume next week or wherever. But now, if you know that definition and you don't know this my definition, you will pass there and fail for the rest of your life. Accelerated accomplishments with respect to time, even if limited time. Hallelujah. Did you know? Now, let me talk a bit. There are many of you here who are business people, you are entrepreneurs. Let's speak business for a few minutes. How many of you know that one of the things that determine the value of an organization serving products and services is prompt delivery? Not just the quality, but that it can be delivered with speed. There are a chain of, you know, grocery stores or, you know, food stores in Port Harcourt. You have all their names and you call them fast foods. What is the advantage? That you are able to grab a meal with time, the shortest possible time. They would have prepared that meal ahead or parboiled whatever they need to do. And sometimes you sit in a restaurant and in 10, 15 minutes, a meal that would have taken you 2 hours can be made available for you in 15 minutes. But you pay for that person's proactiveness. He anticipated your coming and started cooking before you arrived. And because he saw it, you will pay for that intelligence. Are we together now? So speed is accelerated accomplishment per unit time. When we are able to do much within per unit time, I give an example. Let's say now we're in October. Imagine with me, let me paint a picture for you and see if you will shout amen over it, that by now to December, someone can give you a house, literally. I know you don't believe it. Or from now to December, you will find one man that is equivalent to 30 people in your life. And that man will say, I was sent by God. Sent by God. Sent by God to lift you. Sent by God to help your children. It's called speed. Hallelujah. Now you believe what I'm saying. This is no entertainment at all. God is reprogramming your destiny, turning you to be a sign and a wonder. Are we together? Let me show you a scripture very quickly and then we'll pray. My God, someone's life is changing. Somebody's life is changing in the name of Jesus. Give us Genesis chapter 27. We're arriving at 20, but let me give you a little background. The next time we see you, we will not even know it was you again. Because God would have so changed your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now please sit down and listen carefully. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 27. So I'll tell you the story very quickly for sake of time. Here is Isaac about to bless his sons so that he would depart. And then Isaac calls unto Jacob or Esau and says, Esau, you are my son. Go and make me venison, such as my soul delights in, so that I can bless you and then I'll die. You get the story? And while that discussion was happening, the Bible tells us that Rebekah, the mother of both Jacob and Esau, she was listening to the conversation. And as soon as she heard that, the Bible says Esau went. Esau was diligent. Esau was productive. Esau was not lazy. He went into the field to go and catch one of these wild animals and with it to design or cook a nice meal like his father always loved. Now watch this. The mother now calls unto Jacob and says, Jacob, come. Something serious, something destiny defining is about to happen. Don't miss that moment. It won't come again. He said, go to the back of the house. That means Isaac's request was not an issue of lack. It is a law. Are we together now? That when you want to receive blessings truly, it comes through the platform of honor, not just hunger, not just desire. The man already had cattle at the back of his house. And the mother said, quickly, go and get one of those. Let me prepare for you. Now watch this. At this time, Isaac is already blind. So he's not able to see. Are we together now? Then the Bible says, while Esau is in the field trying to get the, you know, the animal, struggling to pick it up, the Bible tells us that Rebekah helped Jacob. And he prepared. And then she said, but I have one issue.